Beth, can you give us some examples in your own career where you you got a no and you interpreted that as a not yet and you still kept going?
It was right in the middle, early to middle part of my career. I was at NBC. I had this idea. I was leading communications and I oversaw the NBC Page program and we did tours around NBC. We had this great idea that we wanted to create a better experience and we came up with something called the NBC Store. And it was really just a way for people visiting New York to come in and experience NBC behind the scenes and also buy some product. And it wasn't going to change NBC's future in any dramatic way, but it was going to change the experience that consumers had in visiting 30 Rock. So we pitched the NBC Experience Store. The first time, Bob Wright, who was the head of NBC and my boss at the time, said no. We took it hard, but we were like, but we feel so passionately this is the right thing to do. The CFO was like, no, there's not enough. This is a low return rate. We were making the case that we could cover our costs, make a little bit of profit, and that the marketing benefit would be much better return than anything else we could have imagined. So we did more homework. We came back the second time. Bob said no. By the third time, we had really done our homework. We were doing little dioramas of this is what's going to be. We had gone and talked to other retailers, had refined our business model. We came back the third time was the charm. Bob said yes. And he looked at me and he said, look, I tried so hard to say no. I really wanted to say no, but you made it hard to say no. And I learned a couple of lessons then. One, he was testing us. He wanted to see how much passion we had. Two, our idea wasn't quite ready, and we needed to make it better. So I always feel like that was a pivotal lesson for me and one that has kind of instilled that no is not yet mindset.